Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of PRI Talk, doing another 5-minute recruiting episode for you guys today. And today I'm answering the question, Jason, what do college coaches look for when they come to your court? In general, what I want to talk about is outside of the physical piece, outside of the physicality piece. And to answer that question, college coaches are trying to answer their own question. Can this athlete help me win matches? Regardless of their level, Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, that is typically the question that college coaches are trying to have answered by coming to your court. The physicality piece, the athleticism piece, skill piece, all of that tied into, can this athlete help me win matches? That is the question that they are trying to answer. Outside of that, okay, so you get a college coach that watches you on film. They come and watch you live and they go, yes, I like this athlete. She can help us win. Now I'm watching for probably a lot of other things. Okay. So when a college coach comes to your court, and typically when they come multiple times, when they stay for a long time, they are trying to answer the question, how does this athlete help me win matches? Okay. So I got the physicality part down. That box is checked. How else can this athlete help me win matches? And what they're looking for is they're looking for things like, what sort of leadership skills does she bring to the table? What intangibles do they bring to the table? Do you as an athlete bring to the table? What are those intangible things that you bring to the court? That's what college coaches are trying to figure out, leadership, trying to figure out engagement, trying to figure out personality, trying to figure out demeanor. Setters and liberos, especially, this is a big deal for you guys in terms of, do you lead the court? Do you make eye contact with your teammates? How do you communicate with your teammates? What are your nonverbals like, right? Like, how are you interacting with your teammates verbally and nonverbally? How are you acting? How are you interacting with your club coaches verbally and nonverbally? How do you interact with your parents verbally and nonverbally, right? If you don't think that as an athlete, your interactions with your parents aren't noticed by the college coaches, then you're wrong. How you interact with your parents can have a really negative impact on your recruiting, or a really positive one, right? Based on how that interaction goes. But it is something that college coaches are watching. They're watching how you interact with your parents. They're watching how you interact with their coaches. Do you make eye contact with your coaches? Do you kind of shrug them off while they're still giving you instruction? How are you interacting with your teammates? Are you the type of athlete that is going to hype them up, pump them up? Are you making sure that you're doing physical contact, like, high fives and all the other different things, fist bumps and those type of things? They're trying to figure out your personality, because every college coach is going to recruit athletes that they want to coach, want to be around, want to spend 4 years with, basically coaching, interacting with you. If you have a type of personality that's not going to gel well with the coach, or if you potentially, based on your personality, aren't going to be a good fit for the rest of the team that they currently have, or the role that they have you sliding into, then that could be a negative. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Not everyone fits in every single box, and that's okay. But that is something that college coaches are paying attention to. When they come to your court. I already have, this athlete that's super, like, just hyper crazy competitive, and maybe she's a yeller or a screamer, and that's just how she is, right? There's nothing wrong with that necessarily, but you don't need more than one, right? So coaches are trying to build programs with athletes for sure, but also all of the personalities have to gel together as well. And you can't have too many athletes that have the exact same personality on a team. So besides the physicality piece of it, besides the skill, the physical pieces, the technique, how high, how hard do you jump, or how hard do you hit, how high do you jump, all those types of things. Setters are looking at skill and hands and stuff like that. The other things that college coaches are coming to your court to watch are your intangibles, your demeanor, your personality, how you interact with your teammates, how you interact with your college coaches. And that's what college coaches are doing kind of the extra evaluation on. They're evaluated the physical piece of it, all the metrics, those come into play. Now they're spending more time watching you. They want to catch you when you make a mistake. They want to and see what you do next. They want to catch you when you do something you're not supposed to do and your coach corrects you and they want to see how you react, right? Those are the things that college coaches are coming to your court to watch. Find out more, get more recruiting info, head to my website, PRIvolleyball.com, subscribe to my blog, join the PRI blog archive and get access to over 200 other blog posts and get as much information, recruiting data, info, recruiting help as you can. See you guys next time. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. If you would like more tips, updates, or recruiting assistance, go to my website, PRIvolleyball.com, check out my blog, or reach out to me directly if you have any other questions. You can also find me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at Parallel Recruiting Initiative. If you need specific recruiting help, I have a couple different ways I can help you. Please reach out to me on my website or social media. Thanks for listening.